As Upfront New Front season continues, the conversations are getting more and more interesting, and today is no different. I'm Michael Dwertzman from Advertising Week. This is Upfront Conversations, and today I am joined by Ryan Spicer, CRO of Atmosphere TV. Ryan, appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks, Michael, for having me. Excited to be here.
Great. Let's get right into it. So can you just start by telling us about Atmosphere TV and what sets it apart in the connected TV and digital out-of-home landscape?
Yeah, I'll actually use the, it's funny, Mike, I'll use a language that there was a video investment lead a couple weeks ago. I was at an event and she said, hey, meet so-and-so and tell them what Atmosphere does. And I started going off. She goes, no. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, Atmosphere is a unique inventory of video that has unique attention at unique moments of a consumer's time. It's a really broad way of thinking about it, but I think those core aspects are what distinguish us. And what Atmosphere does is, Atmosphere is the video entertainment experience for when you watch TV and you're outside of your own living room. So if you think about all the different business venues that have put TV specifically to entertain people, that content experience is actually kind of devoid. All it did was play the content that was made for your living room and made to watch inside your own home. The founding story is our founders were at a bar restaurant actually working on a different business plan, looked up, saw, you know, closed captioning content on mute news. And they're like, this can be better. And that's where the genesis of Atmosphere is. So the idea is to really transform, reimagine, and go out on a new frontier of a new entertainment experience that just candidly didn't exist before. Because what existed before created an experience where you looked up at a TV and you often look back because that wasn't meant to meet that moment. So now, instead of looking up at a TV that's, you know, 20 minutes through an episode of a 55-minute drama, you're looking at people doing awesome, inspiring, and amazing things, both in sports and entertainment. So broadly, we're essentially a video company that has created a CTV ecosystem outside of people's living rooms, in bars, restaurants, gyms, hotels, auto aftercare, airports, barbershops, anywhere where you have intentional time where you're sitting, watching a TV from 3 to 5 minutes or upwards of 90 minutes. And, you know, we've made that entertainment, we've reimagined that entertainment experience.
It's a unique audience, and I'm wondering the considerations that go into place and how you create this engaging content for public spaces. And also, you know, obviously being New Front season, are there some highlights from your latest programming updates that you'd like to share with us also?
Yeah, I think the core thing is that, you know, I was actually having this discussion with a brand marketer yesterday, and he asked about, you know, sight, sound, and motion. And for us at Atmosphere, we really focus on the sight and motion. It comes down to creating something that's visually arresting. It happened twice yesterday. But we have like the most fun part of my job is these anecdotes, not necessarily of building like new advertising partnerships, but from people's experience with Atmosphere. And oftentimes someone will go, I didn't know you were Chive TV. I was just watching that with my kid while we were grabbing a burger or something to the effect, or I was sitting in the airport and Atmosphere Sports was perfect. You know, we sort of hear those countless stories. So to answer your question, we start from a place of creating something that's like visually arresting, visually entertaining, and captivating for that experience. Because something that's storyline driven or audio dependent, I mean, think ESPN is a fantastic brand, environment, does so many things well. But if you think about how it's changed over time, if it's not playing a live game, it's people behind a desk talking about sports, which is great if I'm sitting in my living room, but it doesn't translate if I'm watching in a different environment and I'm not on my couch. So in playing constant highlights of last night's NBA games, or, you know, in the playoffs or MLB games last night, or highlights of like, you know, the NFL draft and which players selected or which players are college basketball are still landing at which schools and the transfer portal, like giving you all the information you want to know as a sports fan. That's just a different experience than someone who's behind a desk talking about and analyzing last night, you know, I don't want to get too excited, but as a Celtics fan, you know, they're 25 point win last night. It's just a different experience. And that's what's fun is it leads to a different, like, I will say the biggest blessing we have also acts as our biggest challenge. the biggest blessing we have is that it is differentiated. We don't sit on a, so right now you think about the new fronts, the up fronts, and everything that's going on and buying, like Atmosphere's video experience doesn't sit on a buy sheet right now, right? We have sort of expanded and broadened what the landscape is of connected TV. But certain buyers, you know, because of buying approach, because of thinking of it as one-to-one, et cetera, only think of connected TV in their home, and that's okay. So, you know, but other buyers want to reflexively go, oh, Atmosphere, you're out of home. But the reality is out of home is fantastic at a lot of things, but we don't really have much in common except where the viewing experience takes place without a home, right? Out of home is beautiful, splashy placements along a roadside or other places, right? We just don't share much in the DNA without a home, but except for where the watching, you know, the viewership takes place.
Well, yeah, it's so interesting because that audience is primarily watching and not, if ever, listening. And so are sports the sweet spot there? Like, how do you, what are these considerations when you're thinking about that audience that's, you know, hands to the ears, they're half focused, right?
You know, so what I think about is, or what we think about from a content perspective is sports is an element of it. Actually, sports is just one, sports related programming is only about two or three of our like 40 channel lineup. So we're a fast entity. We have 40 plus channels. Most or many others are entertainment driven. I mentioned Chive TV or Happy TV. You know, even Paws TV, which is primarily focused on, you know, animals really doing cute and adorable things, but they all fall into this content and this context of what's going to be exciting and what's going to be entertaining when I'm watching in that moment. So, and in that moment might be a 3-minute moment or it might be a 60-minute moment. And to your point, it's one in which audio isn't often a you know, a driving force of the experience. So a lot of our content is actually creator driven content. So if you think about all the things people film, what people are doing amazing and inspiring, whether it's, you know, scaling a mountain or coming down one on skis or creating like, you know, incredible moments of, you know, people doing these fun things that almost make you go, holy crap, right? It's the moments a lot of times you share when you're watching on, you know, might be on a mobile device, but we human, you know, we use humans and we editorially curate that in a way that's really aesthetically pleasing and exciting and enjoying in a different way. So it's funny because that we've tapped into all this content that gets created, but maybe didn't have a home to be curated in the right way or the right place to have a home to live on a big screen like a television beforehand.
What do you think are the advantages here for advertisers, given the difference? And also, are there any like key partnerships that you could share with us in terms of, you know, how pivotal they've been for the growth?
Yeah, for sure. I mentioned this at our new front last week. I tried to hone something. I reminded marketers that the difference between when someone's watching video in their home and when they're watching an Atmosphere is you don't have to, if you're trying to get them to make a purchasing decision, if you're trying to get them to change their behavior, with Atmosphere, you don't have to motivate them to leave their house. They already have, right? Like folks are living their life. They are engaged with life, which means that, and when I remember I said like unique moments in time and it's a unique type of video experience. Part of that is every time someone watches Atmosphere, they're leaving and then going about their journey from that point. And for some people that's going directly home. For a lot of others, it means they're stopping at a retail location. It means that they're going out to a different entertainment destination. It means that they're stopping to make a food purchase or a beverage purchase, right? It also means that in many of our venues, we serve as like a retail media network. We're in for endemics like beverage, alcohol. I even think of credit cards. Every bar and restaurant, we're in 25,000 plus bars and restaurants around the country. Every single one of those, someone's pulling out a credit card to make a transaction. And the other thing you think about, and I will say, actually give credit to one of the folks on our team really got me thinking about this as well. We are in the places that matter in a community. So we're in local doctor's offices. We're in local gyms, right? So we're a part of your community experience, which gives an advertiser an ability to insert themselves there. It gives them the ability to create a messaging that is bespoke to where that ad is running. I highlighted last week too, and you think about this to me is again like a fun way to think about Atmosphere being distinct, right? And we're a challenger brand in the media community. We have to be memorable. We have to highlight why would you work with Atmosphere as opposed to another option. And you know, I really love to push forth like great examples of something we did with Jack in the Box recently. They wanted to highlight their late night menu. Now, you can run a late night menu to someone watching CTV in their home and get them thinking about it maybe for future purchasing or possibly, you know, an app order. You can put it on the mobile device when they're scrolling through. But Jack in the Box created a really visually arresting spot with us. So we you know, kind of tweaked and updated their standard video to create really powerful product imagery. It gets you, draw your attention at screen. We then ran it only in bars where people are most likely, you know, socializing and they're going to have like moments where like they're hungry. We also ran it only within a close proximity to Jack in the Box stores and between 9 p.m. at night and 2 o'clock in the morning. So it creates this really progressive ad experience that you can't do in another video option. Admittedly, like that's what gets me excited about being Atmosphere. And we sit down with a marketer. I'm not asking them, don't spend in this, you know, known CTV solution, spend it in another known CTV solution. We're saying, hey, we create a new tool for you to think about how to throw into your activation to get people to do different things, to make different purchasing habits, right? To have a greater level of affinity for your brand. We did something really cool with State Farm as well. Not too long ago. And actually we came up with this idea, actually at an Atmosphere bar while Atmosphere is playing with the State Farm folks themselves. It was an amazing, you know, fun moment. And everyone knows State Farm's doing an incredible job right now of captivating attention and ingraining themselves with like people and moments of relevance, especially in the sports culture. We were about a week out from the NCAA championships when we were, when this meeting took place and this, you know, that we happened to have this discussion. And one of the State Farm brand marketers had a fantastic idea to target both Phoenix, where the Final Four is going to take place and Caitlin Clark and her team was happening, and Iowa, which obviously has widespread, you know, ingrained fandom for her. During the 4 days and then overlapping with actually the Final Four and championship games. So we ran a 5 day, you know, activation that was completely localized to the places where have the greatest fandom or the greatest relevance for Caitlin Clark and for State Farm to capture that attention. So again, like that's not something another video entity could go do with a brand. But we were able to do it. So again, I think that, you know, I talk about distinct is a really, really important word for us. And it's about, you know, highlighting these ways that we can be distinct and differentiated to capture like and to really get consumers excited in a different way.
I think just engagement and just viewership in you know, the medium in which the, you know, you're putting out content. How does it differ from typical measurement and how are you going about measuring that engagement and success of these campaigns?
Yeah, that's probably, you know, like you hit on something that's probably the single most important thing for an advertiser. And again, one of our, you know, understandable hurdles as a new entity, they should question us and say like, does this work? So to answer your question, we have developed, you know, some key relationships, primarily with, you know, the independent measurement firms. We've worked with partners like Loop, ABCS, Foursquare, others, effectively those that can measure things like direct attributable sales, those that can measure foot traffic into stores, those that can, you know, measure and understand like how brand awareness and consideration has grown for the exposure audiences. So we've done all those things. And I think we've piled up a really nice library of outcomes that we can go to a marketer and say, hey, if you're a beverage marketer, right, we can not only drive significant sales lift, both in a venue where you're endemic and you're offered, but also off premise, right? Because there's these wonderful moments of engagement where it's highly contextual. I might not buy a Pepsi in that moment. I may, but even in that impact, it's so contextual that it's really going to impact how I might buy a Pepsi or a Red Bull or another beverage, even when I leave that establishment where, you know, eating and drinking is part of my experience in that venue itself. So it's a key thing for us to do. And it's something we recognize and we're really committed to focusing in on. And it's every partnership, just understand, like before we advance to the point of signing off on, you know, an investment, is what is the, like concurrently, what's the most important KPI? How are we comfortably measure? How are you comfortable measuring this to set up the design of that and go about doing it? Because at the end of the day, I don't want the impressions just to run. I want to be able to, we as a company want to be able to go back to a marketer and say, you made this allocation, you spent money in a different way, and here's how it impacted and provided like a progressive result. If we can do that, I'm pretty confident they're gonna come back and reinvest because we're, you know, they can show definitive results.
It's so interesting in terms of expansion, because as new businesses open, new opportunities become available. Are there any regions or markets that you're looking into for growth right now that you're excited about?
Yeah. You know, what's interesting when you ask that, like what's funny is Atmosphere is actually, from a consumer standpoint, from just where we show up, probably a little underrepresented in major markets like New York and LA. We have, like, by the numbers, similar numbers to other cities around the country. Right. But you know, when you think about penetration, places like in Atlanta or Dallas and Austin, Denver, like we definitely definitively there have higher penetration versus, like, you know, total population size. I'm excited for New York and LA to continue to grow. But the fact that we have such a balanced viewership, like we have 150 million people who are watching Atmosphere every month. And those 150 million, unlike a lot of in-home viewership for linear television and streaming, doesn't over deliver in like a New York or LA. So we're actually, again, it's another way that we can complement and be additive to a video solution. We also are getting a lot of like light TV viewers. I find myself like, I don't know if you're like me, but you know, really watching less and less ad supported moments in my home. It's mostly just down to live sports at this point. And so it's a, We've sort of reinstituted ad-supported TV at scale in a way. But as I said, like, definitely excited to see a few places continue to grow from a distribution standpoint. But I think where we are right now adds a lot for marketers to be able to, you know, to really be comprehensive in how they're utilizing a video investment in totality.
I'm always curious about the trends in content and advertising that my guests are excited about, and you know, how they're adapting to these trends. And this question is no different for you, especially given, again, and I keep saying, just the differentiation of platform. I'm curious where the trends align and where they change. What are you paying attention to? What are you excited about? How are you adapting?
Yeah, I think we're adapting by, you know, it's easy. I don't want to give a blanket, but we're adapting. We created this platform to really address, you know, how people are watching video and the moments where they'd watch it, right? So, you know, there's moments that are really utilized now on your phone or in your home, but you know, you think about how COVID impacted people from their social habits. Large swaths of the population really had this intent to now kind of seize the moment of every day a little bit differently. And to be out socializing, to be out in places where they can congregate with other folks. So for us, it was about addressing an entertainment experience there. And then you also think about sort of trends, you know, from a marketer standpoint, go back to your last question, the trend that we want to make sure that we deliver on is one to really help marketers understand their investment in the, you know, with levels of attribution. And like, if I'm doing this, how is it working? What types of audiences is it connecting? How, you know, is it connecting me? And then I think the other trend is just differentiating with technology, right? Like we've created a connected television entity and a footprint of connected TV that didn't exist before. If, you know, if I could tout what we've done for a moment, like we're a pretty innovative company that took TVs that were stuck running live linear and that only option of, you know, the last mile set effectively with content and ads that were never designed for that environment, and now create an environment with content that's specifically designed for that environment, by extending, you know, the sort of the footprint and domain of connected television could deliver to a TV. And then two, made the advertising dynamics of that a lot more interesting and a lot more variable, and have so much greater optionality of what it could look like. Like, you could never actually tailor your ad. Would run on ESPN and would run on the bar and restaurant because the game is on there, right? But the ad looked no different than the one who is sitting at home. Because there's a television now playing atmosphere in that bar and restaurant, you can intentionally market for where that person is geographically, what type of place they're in, and, you know, the type of time of day, et cetera, all these other variables that, you know, I've mentioned even earlier.
Let's bring it all together. We'll put a bow on it in this way. Let's look ahead. Let's look ahead in a couple of years. Where's it all heading, big picture wise? We're talking about the trends in the market. Where is it all heading? And then also, what do you want the long-term impact to be on the industry, ultimately, when you're looking at things, you know, from afar?
I think I have almost one answer for that. When I talk to chief investment officers, almost universally, what they say is, we have often been, you know, looking at video in a very sort of focused way, and about what programming and what modality, as opposed to a consumer journey. I hear consistently from many of them, we need to think more broadly about what a consumer journey is. You know, there was a marketer at South by Southwest that said too, that really prompted me to think about this. Like, we talk about the simplistic purchasing funnel, but the reality is every customer has a different purchasing funnel. You might have a different purchasing funnel than I, Ryan Spicer, do, and everyone else, right? So you have to be thinking about being present in all these different moments where people are experiencing video, or they could experience different types of advertising experiences. So my hope, and what I think Atmosphere is doing, and when you say like what I want for the industry, is like progressively move faster to thinking about how to utilize video as far as a consumer's journey. Don't get hung up like on the question of, is Atmosphere fall into this bucket or that bucket? Can it help me, you know, would it be Atmosphere or any other video solution? Can it help me do what my primary goal is, which is to kind of change a consumer habit or to change a purchasing decision or an affinity for a brand? And if the lens is from that viewpoint, I think we start moving in a much more progressive and fun direction from an advertising industry than before, when it was kind of thinking about modality only and, is it this bucket? Is it CTV? Is it out of home? No, blow that up. Can it, you know, how do I hit people across their individual consumer journeys? And how can that help me ultimately create the goal that we have as a brand?
You're already doing it and crushing it. So I appreciate you taking the
time.
In my
own head, at least. In my own head, right?
Crushing it. No, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today about it also. So thank you.
I appreciate this invite. It's always a fun time of year with the new fronts and up fronts. And, you know, with the progressive conversations that are happening. So thank you for having me on. Really appreciate that.
Of course. And we'll be following along. And that's going to do it for this episode of Upfront Conversations. Again, thank you, Ryan, for joining us. And as always, thank you to our listeners and subscribers for following along in the excitement as we continue to navigate the crossroads of content and commerce. We'll see you next time.